time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
The evidence is gone, but the nightmare continues. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Alec Murdaugh, it's been a while since we've mentioned his name, but he is back in the news because the South Carolina Supreme Court is going to hear his argument of jury tampering. The lower court already said, no, we don't think anything. We're going to pass this off to other courts. And that's exactly where it has gone. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. So we're going to the Supreme Court with this case. It sounds big. It sounds exciting. It sounds like something really big could happen here. Is it as big as it possibly could be? What are your takes on this, Eric?
I'm leaning towards yes, and in part because the Supreme Court is going to hear this. My understanding is that they kind of jumped an appellate court. Usually you would go up the chain and go trial court, appellate court, Supreme Court. Here the Supreme Court is signaling that this is such an important issue with possible precedential effect that they're going to hear it and listen to it seriously. So we could have a new trial on our hands, depending on how this proceeding goes.
You know, it's an interesting one because, the trial, for the most part, I think went pretty smoothly. But then it's one of these things where after the fact, you learn some pieces and look, love him or hate him. And I think most people are in the hate him camp. Everybody is entitled to a fair and impartial jury of their peers. And if there was jury tampering by Becky Hill, which you have one juror saying flat out, yes, there was. You have several others I know that are saying, never heard it. This never happened. But, you got 12 people in there. It's reasonable to understand and think that, well, maybe one or some heard this and others did not or took something one way or the other. How do you determine, what's valid here when you have like more than half saying no, and then you got this one over here saying, yeah, this definitely happened. Obviously, the lower court said, yeah, we don't care.
When you look at potential grounds for appeal, sometimes you're saying, oh, the court let in some text messages when they shouldn't or whatever. That's sort of one quantum of appeal. But when we're talking about jury tampering, all courts take that extremely seriously. And even a small indication of jury tampering can be enough to win the day and get a conviction overturned or get a new trial. And so even though there is all of these jurors saying we didn't hear anything like that, one juror said they did. And it'll be interesting to see how the Supreme Court analyzes the effect of Becky Hill's alleged statements to that juror and whether it is enough to have this thing start all over.
What are the options that the Supreme Court has here at the end of the day once they hear this case?
The Supreme Court could say that, hey, there was no, we hear you, Alec, but there was no significant problem. We don't think the evidence is overwhelming. The other jurors were on board. We're going to do nothing. And the convictions will be maintained. That's one option. A second option is that the Supreme Court will say, no, this jury tampering is significant. We're going to give you a new trial without Becky Hill so we can ensure that there is no such problem in the subsequent trial. A third option would be to just vacate the conviction entirely, especially if the court finds what's called structural error, saying that the process was just so contaminated with Becky Hill's actions that Alec Murdaugh shouldn't even face a new trial and should just get off.
With all that being said, if there is a new trial of Alec Murdaugh, there's a lot of things that seem to have sunk him in the first one. The financial crimes were brought into it. And that seemed to be pretty damning. Him on the stand was also pretty damning. That's not to say that this next round, we're going to have all those same pieces. If we had Alec Murdaugh trial 2.0 with no financial crimes being brought up, do you think we're going to end up with the same conviction that we had the first time?
It's hard to say. You know, those financial crimes really, I think, caused the jury to disbelieve Alec Murdoch, even though he was allegedly upfront about him on the stand. He had lied about him for years, swindling clients, engaging in deceptive behavior. And I think the jury, in part, took that to mean that they shouldn't believe his testimony about the murder. If those financial crimes are out of it, which I think is unlikely, you know, it strengthens Alec Murdoch's ability to present a defense. But there are sentences in other financial crime cases hanging over his head anyway. So even if he gets this murder case somehow tossed out, he's still looking at decades in prison on the other case.
Without a doubt. But do they have to bring up these financial crimes in this trial? Because that really, I suppose you could make an argument that maybe they do come into play. I guess I would almost think more so on the defense of Alec Murdaugh, if anything else, if they want to go down a road of it's a third party culprit and it was somebody trying to get revenge on him for those crimes. But again, you'd have to then bring that into court. Is this something where it's guaranteed that those are going to be admitted into a second trial if there is one?
I think it's very likely for a few reasons. One is because Alec Murdoch has given prior sworn testimony about this. So even if there's a subsequent trial and he doesn't testify, the prosecution could potentially use that sworn testimony, introduce it against him. And I think that prosecution might have the theory that the walls were closing in financially on Alec Murdoch, and I guess that somehow went to his motive to kill his family and get the attention off the financial crimes is one theory I've heard, not the most compelling in my opinion, but I think the prosecution is going to try to get it in there anyway because it makes Alec Murdoch look so bad.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.